Even Tong MD. I'm Dr. Tong, an anesthesiologist and your host. I have started as a physics major at Caltech, wanted to be a nuclear physicist. Later on, I changed to medicine and got my MD degree from the USC School of Medicine and my anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. It was during my training, ironically, that I discovered the fallacy of conventional Western treatment, which, like drug and surgery, which only cover up, mask the symptoms, but never treat the underlying cause of the disease. So, in searching for an answer, I started researching for natural medicines, such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy, and discover a way, an Eastern and Western combination treatment called neurobioenergetics, which treat the underlying cause of problem and cure chronic degenerative ailments that are considered incurable. If you have been listening to the show, you'll find out for the last year. Today will be one week more than a year that we've been airing this show. Every single Saturday, we are bringing out patients with things like Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, colitis, hyperpressure, diabetes, infections, chronic bronchitis, asthma, and so forth, that were considered incurable, but we have shown that we cure them. By that, we mean that we eradicated their symptoms, as well as the need for any kind of therapy, including ours. So this is indeed the single most significant medical discovery in the last century. However, you do not hear this in the media, the medical journals, and so forth, because of skepticism, but more importantly, because of financial and ego problem. And instead of trying to push this information on people who are not eager to publicize it, that's the reason for this show. And today, we will continue with this journey to try to prove to you that your health can be restored. We have three guests. The first two is a couple. The husband has prostatitis and was very, very, had a lot of anger in him. And their wife had Parkinson's, and I have them share the story. The third person is an air flight attendant, and I invited her because she works for one of the airlines, United Airlines, that crashed in the World Trade Center. And fortunately, I have not got her well enough to go back to work. Otherwise, she would have one-third chance of being in the airplane that crashed, and she would have died, and I would have her share her thought about this. And after that, I want to share with you my personal thought about this great tragedy. And first, I want to say that I do support. I never support any kind of violence, but I do support that we need to have military action in order to solve in a short-term basis our safety of Americans at home and abroad. But I believe that this is just only treating the symptoms, but not the root cause of the problem. To treat the root cause, we need to ask, look deep into our hearts, why some people hate us so much that they are willing to sacrifice their own life and harm us. We really need to look into that. But let's talk to our first guests first. Can we have Henry and Dylan on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dylan.
Yes.
Yes, Henry there too?
Yes, he is.
Why don't you have Henry share his story first? Henry came to call me. First of all, Henry, can you tell us what you do or what did you do as an occupation, and where are you from?
I'm from La Habra.
Can you speak a little louder?
I'm from La Habra.
Yes.
And I worked for a telecommunications company. I retired about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I was a very stressful job that I had, and very short-tempered.
Yes.
A lot of anger, and I think with the treatments that you're giving me and higher power, I think we're heading in the right direction. I think I've leveled down from the first time I talked to you.
Yes. How did you find out about us?
Through your son.
Oh, my son, Jason.
Your son, Jason, yes.
Yeah, huh?
And he was a, well, he is, he wasn't. He is a very nice individual, and he said that my dad can take care of, because I was telling him about my wife, her Parkinson, and he was nice enough to tell me, look, my dad can cure anything. And so...
pretty much right.
We called in, made an appointment, and we were very fortunate that somebody canceled because Dr. Tong is a very, very busy doctor, and they scheduled us out about a month and a half, and we were very fortunate to get in within about a week and a half, and because somebody had canceled. So
can you speak a little louder again?
We received four treatments, and my wife has received five, and I think the anger is minimizing and going down, and he helped me with my back, and I'm grateful for you. And
yes, I remember when you first talked to me, you were kind of very impatient and also fearful, because I think your conventional doctor had put this concept in your mind that you have prostate cancer, maybe just hypertrophy, and that is like deadly. It is not. Prostate cancer is a very, very slow killing cancer. Very few people really die from prostate cancer. And in fact, the drastic action of surgery and drugs actually cause more harm. Surgery can cause like severe incontinence, impotence, and other things. And drugs, you know, cause a whole host of problems. Like Jerry earlier in our show before have a loop point shot, and every time she had it, you get pneumonia and stuff like this. But in any case, you know, can you tell us how your symptoms have improved? You used to have to get up at night.
Yes, I used to get up about two or three times a night, and now I'm down to almost normal.
Yes.
And it's very irritable because you lose sleep every time you get up, and then sometimes you have a hard time going back to sleep. And now I get up just about 6:30 in the morning, and the last couple of days have been great. Just get up and do my normal thing. And but before, I was very irritable because I just get up 2 or 3 and 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning sometimes.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, I want to explain to you and the audience why that is the case. I mean, the kidney energy system, the vibration of the kidney control the reproductive system and the bladder and the lower back and so forth. By that I mean that you provide the energy to open up circulation to the bladder. Let's say your kidney is blocked and you're not providing enough energy to the bladder, and the bladder does not get enough circulation, it becomes spastic. So in a normal person, the bladder is much more resilient. Let's say it takes about 500 cc to distend the bladder enough for the person to feel distended and have to go to the bathroom. But for a person with lower kidney power, the bladder would be feel distended at 100 cc, so that you have to go to the bathroom 5 times as often and have to get up frequently. And you go back to our show, that which is posted on my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and look under radio show and the diagnosis of prostate cancer, incontinence, or polyuria, frequent urination. You'll find many people with prostate problem that we have fixed this frequent urination problem, like Ted some time ago from San Diego. For after one treatment, he had it for 10 years. After one treatment, he drove all the way from San Diego to our office and 4 hours that did not need to go to the bathroom. And another thing I noticed, noticed on you, Henry, is that you're much more mellow. Isn't it good to be feeling this way?
It's very good, doctor, that they don't have to get excited and impatient, and me and the wife, I think, get along much better now.
Good.
And so, thanks to you. And
yes.
But some of the irritation, I'm sure, was from the doctor that told me that I had prostate cancer, and so we heard from Jason that my dad can cure all, and I said, well, with my higher power and Dr. Tong, we'll take care of this cancer once and for all.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all, but most, okay?
Yes.
And your PSA is 5.4, you told me.
Yes.
And in a month or so, when I check on your tongue, if your tongue is normal, we'll repeat it, and I'm sure we can get it down. Yeah, but I'm not treating the PSA, I'm treating your whole person. Your whole body has to be treated. In case anybody have similar problem and want our help, our phone number is 714-556-8664. You can call in for a free phone consultation and then make an appointment. Now it takes about 5 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks to make the first appointment. So if you have any problem that you think you need my help, okay, my help have no side effects, minimal side effects compared to conventional drugs or surgery. And my treatment treat the root problem and cure you. For that I mean that after a while you will not any therapy, and your symptom will be better or eradicated. Any treatment has to be this way. This kind of palliation that you have to do something every day for the rest of life, taking something every day for the rest of life, is simply not acceptable. For instance, okay, if you see a water stain on the wall and a plumber comes in and give you a can of paint and tell you paint over this once a day, no one will accept that. Even if you have a 10,000 or a million randomized double-blind experiment proving this paint is better than any brand in covering the water stain, still no consumer would accept this kind of treatment. We in medicine have misled the public into believing our way of palliation, another euphemism to mask out the ridiculous kind of treatment that we do to our patients. But in any case, can we talk to Belen and have her share her story with us?
She's right here.
Hello, Belen.
Hello, doctor.
How are you doing?
Very much better.
Okay, you have a grocery list of symptoms when you first came to see me. Yeah, but the most important thing that I noticed, of course, is the shaking and also the rigidity. You were so rigid, as I mentioned in previous show, that looking at you makes me tired. Yeah. So you have low indigestion, constipation, low energy, low back pain, right leg pain, always cold, right arm bursitis,
right.
Tired when you're standing or walking, hiatal hernia, anxiety and depression. What kind of life is that? What's
that's
that?
No life.
No life.
That's
well,
no life.
Okay, well, tell us, how long have you had these problems?
For about 5 years, 6 years.
5 years, 6 years?
Yes.
So you're taking a lot of medication for that?
No, I haven't. I was not able to take medication because of the reactions that I used to get.
So you were not even taking Parkinson's medication?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. So have your symptoms progress during these 5 years?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so...
Yeah.
And can you tell us, during the last decade, have you had much emotional problems, stress and so forth?
Stress, very tired, very intense, very stiff, getting more stiff. My tremor is getting worse, and shoulder hurting. A lot of pain, but since I've been to you, I have gotten, I would say 90% better.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Your pain is better, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Much, much better.
And you are able to more relax. I can tell you that your shoulder don't hunch together.
No, and I'm able to do more things around the house that I was able to do before.
Are you still anxious?
No, not as much.
Not as much. You're not depressed now, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. How about, are you cold still?
Not as much.
Not as much. And how about your energy?
More energy. I have a lot more energy now.
How about the digestions?
Very good.
Much better?
Yes.
And
yes.
Constipation?
Good.
You see, this is the only way to treat a person. Is every symptom, they are all connected. Mm-hmm. You just got to treat the person body, mind, and soul as a whole, not just attacking each symptom, using good force and toxic medication to override the body's own function. And, you know, we really need to wake up to this, in spite of the fact that the scientific community does not know about this and is not you know, too eager to learn about this. I think we really need to put this message to the public. It's the public who is much more willing to learn about this. And so that now, can you do some housework?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I still get tired, but not like I used to before.
And you have only maybe like 6 or 7 treatments?
Five treatments. Yes, but I believe in God and I believe in you, doctor.
Oh, thank you, yes. And thanks for the nice word you talk about my son. My son only met you guys once.
He's an angel.
Thank you very much, you know. And I'll share with you what happened to him in the past and how I have getting better because he didn't like my treatment. He was depressed after his grandmother died 5 years ago and to the point that he was even hearing voices.
Oh.
And I was kind of depressed myself because I was getting everybody better, but not my own son.
Right.
And through the use of feng shui, okay, I got him totally opened up and happy and enjoying life. And he is really a nice kid, and
yes.
And so were you guys. And so I'm so happy that and he loved you guys. I tell you, you guys only met one time. But I appreciate all the support that you give him also.
Yes, well, he is a great guy. He sure is.
Yes. But in any case, no, I'm sure that we want to get back to you and follow on you because one of these days, you still have a tremor. One of these days, I'll get your tremor down and to prove to the world that Parkinson's do not need all these experimental procedures such as taking out part of the brain, using more drugs, okay? Some drug only attack the problem of dopamine production, but acetylcholine is another neurotransmitter that's involved. But those are only two things. Many, many other things we do not know. The problem occur in the energetic, mental, and spiritual level that are not connected to the physical body. Western scientists, medical doctors do not understand we have a mind and we have a spirit, okay? We only fix the body and the physical deformities are only the final product, the effects, and not the cause of the problem. And I thank very much for you and Henry for being a guest on our show, and I think we'll get back to you maybe a month later. And hopefully you say that you have minimal or no tremor. And then you have...
I believe that.
I'm sure I believe that too, because of your progress with only 5 treatments.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm very, very happy with you.
Thank you very much. Yes. And for the audience, you have friends. Thanks very much. Okay?
Okay.
You have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too, doctor.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
yeah. Bye-bye, Henry.
All right.
Yes. For those people who had loved ones or yourself with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or any degenerative problem, I really don't care what the name they put in. Like one time in our show, people call in and ask me whether I can treat supranuclear palsy or progressive supranuclear palsy. It really doesn't matter. It's just a ridiculous name. And whatever the physical symptom is not the cause. The cause had to do with the invisible energy forces. But anyway, for those people who have that kind of problem or any degenerative problem, give me a call at 714-556-8664 and I'll explain to you how your problem can be cured. And I don't make any guarantees, but most chronic pain are so easy to treat. It just really hurts me to see all those suicides from chronic pain that doctors say is incurable, or chronic depression that cannot be cured. If you check out our radio shows and our case history, overwhelming majority of time, the very first treatment, these people get a lot better. Once you get a taste of how is it to be feeling normal, they will never think about killing themselves again. Let's go to our next guest, Sandra. Sandra was on a show some time ago. She was an air flight attendant for United Airlines, and she had chronic fatigue syndrome, disabled for the last 5 years, actually started 9 years ago, And she had gone from Australia to Albany, trying all kinds of conventional and unconventional treatments, but never got any better. My very first treatment, she was symptom-free for 2 weeks, including her depression. Let's get Sandra, right, Sandra?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, you feel okay?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I get you back is have you share your improvement since you have talked in our show last time. How are you feeling now compared to a few months ago when you were on our show?
Well, compared to when I first came to the show, there were just very few words that I had to describe the relief that I've had from. I came initially to you with chronic fatigue issues.
Yes.
And for me, more than the pain, there was
the depression.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was very difficult to work with. And you're right, you helped me with the pain pretty much right away, but the depression was something that we've been working on over, about 3 months.
Yes.
And one thing that you did tell me was that you can fix the symptoms. Like, basically, you began to explain to me that my diet plays an important part in the, long-term relief from these symptoms.
Yes.
If I want it to go away altogether, I have to pay more attention to my diet.
Yes.
And you're very patient and work with me because in this society, it's really difficult for the average person to pull together the just the habit patterns of
eating
that the wholesome, healthy food.
And the availability of this kind of food is not too available.
Right. So you explained to me that you can fix whatever pain issues crop up, but if I really wanted to get to the bottom line of my chronic fatigue issues, that I would have to look at what emotionally is bothering me, that I would have to deal with it from that perspective. Because when you have an emotional issue that lingers over you, it just drains your energy and makes you tired. And once you told me that, I started paying more attention to my spiritual life and just getting more of a grip on that. It's just, to me, becoming mentally aware of where the problem resolves and is. So anyway, this week I came to your office and, one of the first questions you always ask me when you come through the door is, how are you doing today? And I was really happy, and I said, I hope you don't misunderstand, because in the light of what's transpired this week, I really should be feeling very sad and depressed. I work for United Airlines, and, just from a very personal level, yes, I was very tearful and emotional that to think of 16 people that, I put on a uniform and were probably with and next to, out of those 16 people, 9 of those people were from the base that is my base in Los Angeles. And I said that, but I still feel a sense of peace. And, none of those people were my very personal friends that I go out to dinner with or go to their home and see their children with. But they're still people that, I might know their face or that kind of thing, because there are 3,000 people in my base.
Yes, you told me that if you were able to go back to work, you would have a 1/3 chance of being in that airplane that crashed in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, every month I work from Los Angeles to Boston and back again, the number of that flight is the flight that I work in that building. Or else I would work from Washington, Dallas to Los Angeles. First we'd leave Los Angeles and then come back.
Uh-huh.
I would have worked from Los Angeles to New York and back again. So one of those three cities is the cities that I always work in. The flight number is that flight. So it would have been one of three flights that I would have been on.
So it's actually a blessing that we did not get you well enough to go back to work.
That's what you told me. And actually the weekend before that, I started realizing that I needed to be prepared, and this is before that even came up, and be prepared for any situation in life. And so when that situation occurred, I realized how strong I am, not only more strong physically, but spiritually. And
how lucky you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you're still alive.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not quite as depressed as the first time you were here.
No, that an event like that, a catastrophic event, especially when it is so personal, when we watch the television coverage and we see people who have no relationship at all and how emotionally distraught they are, for me to you know, have such a personal relationship with the event, I just never got in the grips of depression again. And I was just so thankful for that. And I attribute the fact that I was able to escape the looming, glooming sense of depression that normally would have overcome me in a
yes.
situation like this is because I've just been able to regain my not only my physical strength, but spiritual strength as a result of continuing to have these treatments that I have with you. I just see how much clearer and stronger, I see how much more I value my relationship
yes.
with God. And how, because I'm clear on that, his presence in my life is a protective force.
Yes, quickly, because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned that your sister worked in the World Trade Center?
Yes, and that's how I woke up to the news on Tuesday morning. I have two sisters. One lives in Atlanta and one lives in New York. And the one in Atlanta was calling me to inform me and to try to find my sister in New York's friends and phone numbers, and I just immediately had peace because the sister in New York works in the World Trade Center building. She works for Chase Manhattan Bank, and I just knew that she was okay.
Why? She did not go to work or what?
She did not leave her house that morning. She was running late, and
oh.
she could see out of her window. She lives in Lower Manhattan, and she just saw the first, and then she just knew not to leave. She saw it out of her window as she was leaving to go to work.
Yes.
And so she, I was telling you that she had recently done some feng shui of her place. And
yes, and I'll explain to that how that had helped her, okay? Mm-hmm. The skepticism really does not change the truth. Now, one last thing, because we got a caller, we want to have him share his opinion on this matter. Your sister, another sister of yours, have a vascular necrosis of the hip, and she called in some time ago, and she came to me,
yeah.
and I got her better, except that she had a cold in Denver and was not able to do it. But in any case, Sandra, I appreciate you being our guest. Maybe next week we can call back and share some more thoughts. Have a nice weekend. I want to see what this caller had to say about this subject.
Okay.
Thank you very much, okay?
Bye.
Let's get the next one. Steve?
Yes?
Yes, you have a comment on or a question?
Yeah, about faith. And my problem, the short of it is that I go to work at 5 o'clock Monday through Friday morning.
Yes.
Get off at 1:30.
Yes.
I go to bed about 5 or 6, and what usually happens is it never fails. Every Wednesday and Thursday, I have trouble falling asleep.
Okay, Steve, you know what? Call me at my office. Let me explain to you how I can help you. My number is 714-556-8664, okay? And I'll explain to you how I can solve your problem. I can. Believe me, it's not that difficult to do.
Okay. Thank you much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to make the last comment, and I'll explain more next week. What we are doing, and I really would support in military action to resolve this problem, but violence never solves any problem. It only is for a short-term solution. We will find out why. And then I want the audience to think about this and call in next week. Why do you think that people around the world, some people around the world, hate us so much so that they are willing to give up their life and hurt us? You know, if you do not know this reason, we will never solve the root cause of a problem. We do not want to just cure symptoms, especially in this case. You know, you want to recover our freedom and our way of democratic way of life, okay, we need to really look deep into your heart. What caused people to hate us so much? And that's the main thing. But join us next week again. We have more case history to show that disease can be cured. Have a nice weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body, or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBRIGHT, AM 740.
So you've been paying taxes your entire working life, and the government wants you to continue paying taxes even after you leave this world. But you want your family to have your wealth, not Uncle Sam. And a living trust from Legal Advantage will ensure that your money goes to your loved ones, not the government. A living trust secures your assets and prevents the government from taking half of your money in taxes. Thus, you'll be able to ensure that your children and your grandchildren will receive the fruit.